With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Harry Patterson writes best-selling thrillers. In fact, Harry Patterson's latest novel, Night of the Fox, has been on the New York Times bestseller list for months. Harry Patterson has written nearly 50 books, and in the early days turned out so many, he had to use a variety of pen names.
People often say to me, why did you spend some years using all these different names? It's perfectly simple. It was a business reason. It was the only way you could get the stuff published.
So you used several names during
Oh, yeah, I used a range of names. I was Martin Fallon, I was Hugh Marlowe. Harry Patterson, of course.
But the best known of Harry Patterson's pen names is Jack Higgins. Under the name Jack Higgins have come such books as The Eagle Has Landed, Storm Warning, and Solo. Jack Higgins grew up in Northern Ireland.
I was born in England, but my parents broke up when I was literally a baby in arms. So my mother went back to Belfast, to her family. And so I was raised there.
Jack Higgins was a Protestant, but lived for a time with a Catholic aunt.
I must have been the only Protestant for miles, you know. She used to take me to Mass and all that kind of thing. I suppose she worried about my soul.
Jack Higgins' mother remarried, so it was back to England, and there he witnessed a sad fact of English life.
There was quite a lot of anti-Semitism. It don't mean you had mobs walking in the street, but people would say things. You understand what I mean?
Jack Higgins believes the religious and ethnic divisions he saw as a youth mark his work today.
There's a thing about Jack Higgins' books which is very frequently commented on by people. They say you take a very broad view of all the protagonists, even the enemy. You actually write about good Germans, even if they're fighting for the Nazis.
Jack Higgins, whose latest thriller is Night of the Fox, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jack Higgins is famous around the world for such thrillers as Day of Judgment, Solo, and his most recent, Night of the Fox. But as a teenager back in Leeds, England, Jack Higgins was still Harry Patterson, a high school dropout who was working in a low-paying job in the highway department when he was drafted into the army and stationed in Germany.
The interesting thing about that was that I got to know a lot of Germans who'd served in World War II.
Which served Jack Higgins well years later when it came time to write books like The Eagle Has Landed. Out of the army, it was back to that dead-end job at the highway department in England.
One day, I simply couldn't take it anymore and did an unusual thing for me. I've never been a great drinker, but I went to the bar across the road and had a few beers at lunchtime. Having got myself in a nice state, went back and told one of the secretaries to type out my resignation, and I sneaked into the boss's office and put it on his desk so I couldn't get it back.
Then came a succession of odd jobs.
I was what we call in England a traveller, a travelling man, you know. I'd go around small towns selling tobacco and cigarettes for a tobacco firm. Very poor tobacco and cigarettes, I might say, so it was a very difficult job.
Jack Higgins went to night school and finished his high school education at the age of 26. At 29, and all but penniless, he went to college to become a school teacher.
Had a little room on the campus. When I used to lock the door from the inside and climb out of the window at night, and I would go down to town, and I had a job on the night shift at the post office.
Jack Higgins taught school after college and wrote fiction on the side. His first bestseller was The Savage Day, a thriller set in Ulster. Simon & Schuster published Jack Higgins' latest book, Night of the Fox. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writing fiction started out as a hobby for Jack Higgins back in Leeds, England. While teaching at a polytechnic school, Higgins, whose real name is Harry Patterson, began grinding out thrillers under various pen names. The first novel written under the name Jack Higgins marked a departure from his earlier work, an emphasis on character rather than plot.
When the agent read it, she said straight away, "This is five times better than anything you've done before. It's totally different. The result is we've got to start all over again. We're going to have to start fresh. New publisher, new identity, new everything." And where the Higgins thing came in was my mother was a Higgins, you see.
Jack Higgins' first bestseller was The Savage Day in 1973.
And that was the book which gave me the first big step forward in England. It was the one in which I had an English major infiltrating the IRA in Ulster.
Jack Higgins believes his success and celebrity as a writer led to the breakup of his first marriage. And when he began working on what was to become his best-known book, The Eagle Has Landed, it was to escape his personal problems.
I would write at night, I would maybe sleep for 2 or 3 hours during the day, then I would write again, have something to eat, go for a run, come back, write some more, or lie down for a couple of hours.
The publishers, however, had little faith in The Eagle Has Landed.
One publisher said, you know, you can't possibly expect the public to go for a book about a bunch of krauts trying to kidnap Winston Churchill. You don't have any heroes. These people are Nazis, for God's sake, he used to say. Of course, when they read the book, they realized they had a bestseller on their hands.
Jack Higgins' latest bestseller also deals with spies and Nazis. Night of the Fox, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Fans of Jack Higgins will like his latest thriller, Night of the Fox. It has what readers have come to expect from a Jack Higgins book. There are Nazis, spies, heroes, villains, doubles, dramatic rescues. The story is set on the British Channel island of Jersey during World War II. It so happens that Jack Higgins has lived on Jersey for 10 years and makes no bones about why.
Tax reasons. Because although Jersey's part of England, it's local government and affairs are handled by the Jersey Parliament, and we have much more advantageous tax rates than you get in the English mainland.
The house Jack Higgins lives in on Jersey also figures in the novel because the Germans used the house during the war.
It's not a particularly old house, a house built in the 1920s, but it's up on a bluff a few hundred feet high, which give it a very commanding view of the south side of the island for many miles on either side.
The Nazis occupied the island of Jersey for 5 years and more or less left the islanders alone.
By policy, they decided to be better as regards the treatment of people in Jersey than they had been of people in Poland and Czechoslovakia and so on. Plus the fact that all that stupid racist nonsense that the Nazis had, you know, the Superman thing and the Aryan race and all that business. Remember that the English were counted as being okay racially.
Night of the Fox is the tale of a dramatic mission to rescue from German hands an American colonel who knows the time and place of D-Day. It's Jack Higgins' latest bestseller, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.